This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue this morning with the series of lessons with which we were concerned last time on false views of truth. The 5th false view of truth to which I wish to call your attention is this. It is a false view of truth to hold that one can teach anything else and still be pleasing to God. My friends, the Bible is objective truth. It is not changed by what I or any of us think about it. Jesus did not commission his disciples to preach merely some religious message. He did not tell his disciples to go out into the world and persuade people to become religious. They were religious long before he came into the world. He did not commission them to go out and simply preach some religious message. Rather, he commissioned them to preach the gospel of Christ. Now, this simply means that he specified the very message which was to be preached, his gospel. Note his words as recorded in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Note the expression, go preach the gospel. Further, the Apostle Paul made it clear that any man who preaches any other message, that is, any message other than the gospel, will rest under the curse of God. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Here Paul said, I marvel that you're so quickly removing from him that calls in the grace of Christ unto a different gospel, which is not another gospel. Only there are some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. It is becoming fashionable, it seems, to hear it proclaimed that doctrine does not really matter, that all one must do is to simply be religious. The purveyors of such teaching would have others to accept the view that the only truly important thing is to have a pious attitude. While it is certainly true that in order to be pleasing to God, one must be pious, he must be sincere, he certainly must be religious, it is equally true that one must also believe and obey the truth, to obey the message of Jesus Christ. In the 6th place, it is a false view of truth to hold that it can be rightly regarded as true by one person and false by another. It has long been recognized that every precisely stated proposition is either true or false. If one man asserts that the proposition, Jesus Christ died for our sins, is true, and another man says that it is false, then it is absurd for a third man to say, the assertions of both of these men are equally true. My friends, Jesus Christ either was born of the Virgin Mary or he was not. Those who tell us that it is a matter of no consequence as to whether Jesus was actually born of the Virgin go in complete contradiction to plain and simple Bible teaching. And those who tell us that it does not matter whether Jesus arose from the dead again contradict the plain teachings of the Scriptures. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 to 19, made clear that if indeed there is no resurrection from the dead, then Christ was not raised. And if Christ was not raised from the dead, then we're not raised from the dead. And if indeed we're not to be raised from the dead, then our faith is in vain and our preaching is in vain. In other words, what all of this amounts to is to simply say this, that if indeed there is no resurrection from the dead, then Christianity is false. This helps us to see the absurdity of the view of saying that men can contradict one another in their religious teachings and both be equally true. The modernists today who claim that such matters of Bible teaching as the virgin birth and the resurrection from the dead are matters of no consequence simply are teaching that which is false. If the proposition Jesus Christ died for our sins is true, then that proposition is true for everyone, no matter what his attitude toward that statement may be. My friends, we can all be glad that Jesus died for our sins and that he arose from the dead.